Those things make a funny noise.
Oh, boy.
They sound like squeaking springs.
That's right. A half a dozen of them will run you crazy.
Are they pretty good to eat?
No, I don't think so. They're too blue.
They're better. They keep them for their eggs, mainly, is that it?
Well, I think more for a show than anything, just to look at or holler around. Kind of like these old peafowls. Now, that's another
thing.
Peafowls, you ever see any of them?
No.
My brother's got them down here, and I can hear them holler punk up here, 3/4 of a mile.
Are they smaller than
birds? Oh, no, they're a whole lot larger, and they've got a tail that long.
Is that right?
Them old peafowls have.
Oh, look, the kind of tail that spreads
that's
out.
That's right.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I have seen those.
Yeah.
And then when you were taking it, if you were taking a couple chickens from your place over to another person's house, you might put those chickens in a little
coop.
Yeah. What did that look like?
Well, it's built like this.
Uh-huh.
Come up to the top here.
That's made of slats?
Yeah, made slats on each side of it and on the ends of it.
Uh-huh. And the chicken bone that you pull apart.
Wishbone. I hear them call several different things. Some people call them wishbone.
Yeah. What other things? Can you remember any of the other?
No. Crossbone.
Yeah. Did you ever call it the pulley bone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, was that do you remember any kind of a superstition or a belief that went along with the? With the pulley bone?
Well, that's what I spoke of a while ago, is that wish.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people make wishes and...
Uh-huh. Which wish, one was supposed to get his wish? Do you remember?
The short one, wasn't he?
Okay.
I think that was right.
All right. Now, when you slaughtered a hog, what do you call the... did you call the insides? What kinds of different things did you have to...
Well, some called them entrails, some the guts.
Mm-hmm. Do people in the valley ever eat the intestines of hogs?
I've known a few people.
Uh-huh.
They take and wash them right real good, and then they grind sausage and pack sausage in them, and then slice that sausage.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you know of anyone who they used to fry the they'd clean out the intestines and then fry them?
No, not only just putting sausage.
Just putting in sausage.
That's
yeah.
Right.
All right. You've never heard anyone talk about chitlins?
No, I don't believe. I may have heard of it, but I don't remember ever seeing any or anything.
All right. And the how did you call your cows in from the pasture?
Well, just the old way of calling the cave.
All right. Now that was for cows or calves.
That's right.
And to make them stand still at milking time.
You'd say saw.
And to horses to make them turn left and right in plowing.
Gee and haul.
And to get horses in from the pasture.
Well, I don't remember ever having any way of calling them in. You always went and got them.
Uh-huh. Did anybody ever say? Anything like Kojak or Cope?
Well, I've heard that expression, yes.
Which one?
Kojak.
Uh-huh. And to get a horse started, you say?
Get up.
And to get him to, once he's going, then you might say?
Whoa.
All right, and to get him to back up.
Back up.
And calls to pigs.
Hmm?
To pigs. Calls to pigs at feeding time.
Piggy, piggy is all ever I heard.
All right, now how about calls to sheep?